Jared and Shireen, Coffee Time and County 10's podcast. And we're excited every week we get to talk with Sage West. But in particular, this week is a very special week as we have a couple of different things we're going to talk about here. But first off, we want to invite folks. We've got Margaret Wilder here. We've got Marty Brammer. We've got Sophie Mosman as well. But we want to invite folks, Margaret, first off, July 30th, big day.
Yes, huge day. It is our Pink Ribbon Run. And what we're going to do then is we're going to have a run walk. So you don't have to run.
You can jog. You can walk.
You can walk. You can go slow.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. July 30th, registrations at 7 a.m. The walk run slash begins at 8 a.m. And then if you're a breast cancer survivor, we have a breakfast that starts at 6:30 a.m. in the Riverton campus cafeteria. It's a great way for breast cancer survivors or somebody who's been newly diagnosed, who's going through this journey, to meet other people who have been through this, who have survived it, and they know it's a journey, and they can share stories and encouragement to help you along the way. So that's really a big deal to us. But we're really excited to have Sophie Mosman here. Every year we pick a honorary survivor, and she is our 2022 honorary survivor, breast cancer survivor, and we want her to tell her story. One thing that's really important, you know, you can turn on the evening news or the radio, and we get statistics, you know, just there's so many of them, and they get to the point we can't even contain what they mean. Today we have a real person. She's not a statistic. She is a person who has been through this journey, and we want her to tell her story.
Sophie, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. You've got just such a beautiful smile, beautiful glow about you.
Geez,
and
thank
so
you.
It's just going to be so great to have you out for the event on July 30th.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It will be fun for sure.
So tell us a little bit more about your story.
Okay. Well, I was 42 years old and had a lump but I'd had previous fibroids in my breast, so I wasn't too concerned about it. But I scheduled a mammogram because it was time, and went in for my very first mammogram, and lo and behold, I had cancer. So luckily, I had a pretty good relationship with most of the people who work at the hospital, and they rushed me right in to get a biopsy, and it was confirmed. So I have ductal carcinoma, stage 1, so it's stage 0 through 4 typically. So it's no longer in the duct, it's left the duct into the breast tissue, but it wasn't in the lymph nodes yet, which is good for treatment. And then basically just started my treatment journey from that point, figuring out what type I had and what they recommended for treatment, and whether chemo and radiation or just radiation. And I ended up just doing the lumpectomy, which was a large, to remove the lump, but also a large amount of breast tissue. And then they test that. They got clean lines, so I hadn't spread, and so I didn't have to have any more surgery, and then I had radiation with Marty.
Marty Brammer is with us with Rocky Mountain Oncology. Yeah. Is that kind of the typical process?
It's very typical. And it's I think, to a large trend that we've seen over the last several years of people becoming aware of their bodies, doing self-exams, doing yearly physicals, following the advice of, you know, the medical community, and doing your mammograms, doing your colonoscopies. And, you know, it's a sigh of relief if it comes back, hey, it's normal, you're fine, we'll see you next year or 5 years or whatever. But if you catch it early, like Sophie did, it's the difference between, you know, survival and a good survival for 5 or 10 or more years, mm-hmm. or maybe not such a great outcome, depending.
Sophie, do you have a medical history in your family?
So it's funny. Yeah, I mean, not funny, but yes, my dad's mother had breast cancer when she was 42, almost the same exact age as me, and then she ended up dying 5 years later. But from everything that I was told and read and whatever, unless it's like two people on your mother's side, da da da, like it's not that much guaranteed that you're going to have that. Like,
okay.
But then I also had genetic testing when I went through the process, and I did have what's called the CHEK2 gene, which is not the BRCA, which is the most dangerous, but the CHEK2, which is like kind of the second tier gene mutation that can happen, and so that was part of it too.
And tell us what that means.
Well, not being a scientist, basically I have a gene that can potentially turn on and cause me to be more likely to have recurrence, more likely to have breast cancer, and also more likely to have colon cancer.
Oh, wow.
So with all of those things, basically, after having completed my treatment, now I take medication to keep the breast cancer at bay. A lot of people don't understand that. Recurrence is fairly high with breast cancer.
I didn't know.
Other ones. I mean, there's two types, okay. I have the most common type. And it's, so it's hormone dependent, which means my own estrogen and progesterone are feeding the cancer. So this medication kind of blocks the body from being able to do that.
Wow, there's so much involved, Marty, when it comes to finding this out first off.
It starts again with early detection, then seeing your primary doctor, then getting referred for certain biopsies, tests, things like that, then possibly a surgery to remove a mass. And by the time they get to us, you know, we're to the point where we know it's cancer, and we're going to address this on an individual platform with that person. You know, what are their wishes? Where are they in the point in their life?
Mm-hmm.
What's the best options we can recommend for them? And it could be chemo, radiation, it could be a combination of both or one or the other. And it's scary because there's so much. Like Sophie, I mean, you know, she did a lot of homework and she did a lot of research and she did a lot of reading and talking. And that's what we need to do is when you get, if you have to approach that subject, is get educated. Trust the people that you see and you talk to. And our physicians there, they're wonderful because they know this is a big, you know, life exploding event.
Definitely.
And, you know, we deal with it all the time. And patients, when they first come to us, they're scared. They're like, I have no idea.
Terrified.
This is a huge machine. You know, am I going to walk away a pile of dust or what is going on here? And I always tell them the same thing. It's like, this might be your first time, but it's not ours.
Right.
You know, I've been
and that's comforting, I'm sure.
Yes.
And I've been doing this 20 years, and my mom went through cancer treatment in the early 90s with Dr. Tobin when he started the cancer center in Casper. And so it's a blessing to be a part of it and help people through their journey. But yeah, it is overwhelming, but we're going to take it and we're going to let you process it and give you as much support as we can medically, socially, support groups, financially, with counseling, whatever it takes to get you through this together.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with breast cancer survivor Sophie Mosman, who is the highlighted breast cancer survivor for 2022 for the big pink ribbon run, which is coming up July 30th. Marty Brammer is with us from Rocky Mountain Oncology. We got Margaret Wilder, Sage West.
The main thing we really want to stress is early detection. Mm-hmm. Please, please, please go get checked. Go get your 3D mammo. And one thing I'd like, Sophie, just to touch on just one more time is tell us that you kind of did put off getting your mammogram, right?
Yeah. I mean, normally they say at 40, you should have your first mammogram, and I was 42, and I had had a lump for over a year that I knew of, so I got lucky in that it hadn't progressed further than it had, but I definitely had a sense that I needed to do something.
But one thing that's important to know is that she was a very athletic, in shape, healthy woman with great habits when this happened. You know, so tell us more about you. And
So I actually, at the time, I owned Lander Body Works in Lander, a fitness studio. I was teaching about 10 to 15 classes a week. I'm an avid mountain biker. I've done triathlons, mountain bike races. I try and eat clean. I don't drink much. I don't smoke. And so I was the last person I thought would. So I literally left class. I taught a class and I had to, I got to just go get my mammogram real quick. And then my life completely changed from that point. And I had cancer.
And how are you doing now?
Great. Yeah. Great.
Feeling good?
Yeah. I mean, like I was telling these guys, you know, it's one of those things that you get through and you feel stronger on the other side of it, but it's definitely on the back of your mind and always, because breast cancer is not one of those things that like you're done.
Right.
You know?
And we talked about that.
Recurrence is pretty common, especially over your lifetime. So you just take care of yourself and, again, keep doing your detection, you know, your mammograms and I have to do breast MRIs also. So.
And if somebody didn't have, you know, there's somebody out there listening right now that potentially could be dealing with breast cancer, could have found a lump a year ago, doesn't have that community base, maybe they're new to the Fremont County area. What can they do? I mean, you mentioned you had such a good support group with some of the medical folks here in the community, obviously, having been in a business and being in the community too. There's some folks out there that just, you know, don't have anybody. They don't know anybody at the hospital.
Okay, number one, the state of Wyoming has great resources for women and men that are underinsured or have no insurance or don't know what to do, just need to talk to somebody.
Yep.
So you can contact Wyoming Cancer Resources. It's actually they have a website, WyomingCancerResources.com, and go there and you can actually get their phone number. Actually, you have the phone number up there. You could give that out. I would give that phone number out. Cindy Glazier is no longer there. She's going on to a different career path, but they will have somebody that will answer this phone number and can walk you through.
307-578-2702. That's 578-2702, and that's for Wyoming Cancer Resource Services.
Right. Also, there's Wyoming Breast Cancer Initiative, and that is who all the funds that we raise for this run walk will go to, because it benefits Wyoming residents. So the money's not going to California or Texas, awesome. Even though we love those people from those states, you know, or whatever state. The money stays local. We need to keep that here local for our local patients.
Well, July 30th is a time where we can support our local folks who have been through this, who may just be getting that diagnosis, or who may in the future, you never know when you may need these resources. So I urge folks to come out, show your support, get your team together, get your outfit together. Mm-hmm. We'll have John Whiteside in his tutu. He's the CEO, for those of you that don't know, for Sage West. And then we'll be on hand, you know, playing some music, talking about some important things.
So you'll be there.
I'll be there. Jared and Shereen will be there. We'll be gathering with everybody as well, and just super important for you to show up and show your support, not just for folks like Sophie with her story, but for folks that are just finding out, for folks that will find out in the future, for your kids that could potentially be dealing with a diagnosis like this 20 years from now. This run, walk, jog is started for our local folks here, and it will continue for years to come. So,
you know, I'd like to add, support is so huge, and when you come out, these will be, when you meet them, strangers, but they'll be friends when you leave.
It's like what your mom said, right?
Yeah.
No, there's no strangers.
Yeah, strangers only have friends you haven't met yet. But when I worked in the Casper Clinic, we had a bus that brought patients from Lander, Riverton, Shoshone, Thermop to Casper every morning for these treatments. And some of those women who rode that bus together through their whole course of treatment became lifelong friends.
Wow.
And that support group, you see that when they're interacting in the waiting room or they're interacting in the, you know, the hallway or on the bus. And so, you know, obviously we don't have that anymore, but we have, you know, such a great close-knit community in this county and the area that people know, and when you make these friends and these connections, that'll help you so much get through this.
I agree.
And one last thing I want Marty to touch on. Marty, share with us that you were adopted, so you don't know your medical history. Explain that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was adopted when I was 18 months. My youngest daughter, who just graduated high school, is adopted from China. So our medical history is pretty, you know, non-existent. I mean, I have met my birth mom in the years since, but no, that's only half the side, not knowing a father's side. So we can't assume, oh, well, I guess if I don't know, it won't hurt me. Well, no, sometimes what we don't know can hurt us worse. And so, again,
early detection.
Prevention, good lifestyle. You know, nobody earns cancer. Nobody, you know, if you say, well, she smoked all this and he did that, well, they earned their cancer. Sophie didn't do anything to deserve it. And cancer is one of the most non-discriminating things in the world. It doesn't, it's blind. It doesn't care if you're young, old, black, white, rich, poor, boy or girl. It hits when it hits, and we have no idea. We can do the best things we can. We can make the right choices and try to live the life we can and be healthy. But again, if it can happen to her, it can happen to anybody anytime. And there's kids who are 6 years old.
It affects everybody, you know, and there's nobody now, it seems like, that hasn't been affected by it in one way or another with a connection or just personally themselves. Sophie, any advice for somebody that's got a new diagnosis or who maybe has been dealing with some treatments, maybe even some depression that can come from getting a diagnosis like that?
I do have to say, it sounds like there's more resources available, or at least resources I was unaware of at the time, because it is kind of like, what next? Who do I talk to? Who's going to manage this scenario? What, you know, how do I get my insurance to pay for this or this or this or this? And I would say find that counseling group or counseling person, or talk to someone who's been through it. I've actually talked to a lot of people since I've had cancer to kind of walk them through the process, just so that they, because you're just I mean, you've never done it before, and right. there's no one to talk to that can relate unless you've actually been through it. So I would say reach out to someone you know that's been through it, or contact this counseling through the state of Wyoming.
Well, yeah, contact them. They'll help walk you through it. But also, mm-hmm. you could also call Rocky Mount Oncology. They have a lot of resources available.
Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of support groups, financial counselors. If you just have questions, mm-hmm. I tell people, come in the door. We'll take a moment. We'll talk to you. We'll answer. We'll point you in the right direction, or we'll whatever we can do for you.
And you know where you'll find a great support group is at the Pink Ribbon Run.
That's
I
right.
mean, I saw folks right. last year meeting each other, the folks that were survivors that had the breakfast together, people's parents that were survivors, mm-hmm. a couple of
families
had intermingled at the end.
If you are a survivor,
yeah.
your family, your entire family mm-hmm. is invited to the breakfast. There's absolutely no charge.
Yeah, and even afterwards, they were checking out some of the vendors and talking about their kids yeah. and what they've gone through mm-hmm. and stuff. So I feel like if you are listening and if you are going through this or know somebody who is, the Pink Ribbon Run on Saturday, July 30th, Sage West in Riverton is a great place to find some support and some friends. If nothing else, you got Margaret, you got Jared and I, and the crew from Sage West will be there, and they offer more support than you know.
And Marty will be there.
Yeah, we'll have Rocky yeah. Mountain College, you'll have a booth there
awesome.
With people to answer questions and stuff too.
Great,
so,
good.
You know, we're all neighbors. We have to take care of each other. You know, Wyoming's mm-hmm. one small town with very long streets.
Yes, it is, yes.
I love it.
Well, we can't wait for the big event on July 30th, but just so glad that Sophie joined us to tell her story and to talk to some folks about, you know, the diagnosis and what happens. And I learned a lot, too. So thank you to Sophie. Thank you to Marty. Thank you to Margaret.
Yeah.
July 30th, guys. You ready? We're going to rock
Absolutely.
This thing. Come
yep.
see us Saturday, July 30th. If you want to sign up your team, though, it's the big Pink Ribbon Run, Sage West, WyomingBreastCancer.org. You can sign up your team. You can also do it solo. Don't think you have to have a team. If you're like me, you know, I moved here. I didn't know a ton of people. It's not something you have to have a big group for. You can come out and there'll be somebody there to hang with you.
Yeah, and just say you're joining the Sage West team.
That's right.
Walk with us.
Yeah, that'll be the biggest team out there, I'm sure. Although last year we had a couple of other teams
yeah,
that were
we
fairly large. So
sign
your team up or yourself. WyomingBreastCancer.org, July 30th for the Pink Ribbon Run. They do the breakfast. Registration will start at 7. The run, walk, jog, however you want to get through it, will start at 8. We do not leave anybody out there on the trek there. So however long it takes you, we'll be there waiting for you at the end to tell
and
you
cheering.
Thank you. And cheering,
yes.
yeah, cheering everybody on. It's Jared and Shireen, Sage West, July 30th for the Pink Ribbon Run.